Unit 6. Sweet Home. Real Home. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin. 1. Where will you like the fridge, madam? Where will you like the fridge, madam?
2. The color of the sofa is very nice. It matches your curtain so well. The color of the sofa is very nice. It matches your curtain so well.
3. Where can I find the hairdryer, honey? Where can I find the hairdryer, honey?
4. Good morning. Can I help you? Good morning. Can I help you?
5. Joe, the washer stops working. Joe, the washer stops working.
6. Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. 6. What did you send your mother for her birthday?
I sent her some flowers, a beautiful sweater, and a card.
Question. What did the man send his mother for her birthday? What did you send your mother for her birthday?
I sent her some flowers, a beautiful sweater, and a card.
Question. What did the man send his mother for her birthday?
Seven. Tell me about your house.
There are 2 living rooms, 3 bedrooms, a kitchen, and a bathroom.
Question. How many bedrooms does the woman's house have? Tell me about your house.
There are 2 living rooms, 3 bedrooms, a kitchen, and a bathroom.
Question. How many bedrooms does the woman's house have? Eight. Mary, what is your mum doing now?
She is cooking.
Question. Where is Mary's mother? Mary, what is your mum doing now?
She is cooking.
Question. Where is Mary's mother? Nine. Mum, I've got a part-time job at a supermarket.
Congratulations, Tom. But what about your homework and your piano lessons?
Question. How does the mother feel about Tom's part-time job? Mum, I've got a part-time job at a supermarket.
Congratulations, Tom. But what about your homework and your piano lessons?
Question. How does the mother feel about Tom's part-time job?
Ten. Do you still remember my son Jack? He got married yesterday.
Really? When I first met him 10 years ago, he was only a 15-year-old boy.
Question. How old is Jack? Do you still remember my son Jack? He got married yesterday.
Really? When I first met him 10 years ago, he was only a 15-year-old boy.
Question. How old is Jack?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, You are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller, because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place as smaller families can. So at present, people tend to have smaller families.
Second reading.
In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller. Because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place as smaller families can. So at present, people tend to have smaller families.
Final reading.
In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller, because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place as smaller families can. So at present, people tend to have smaller families.